And the idea came from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, or she was repeating the idea. Business, would you like it? Workers, would you like it? Doing your hours over 4 days rather than five. Charlotte Lockhart is chief executive of 4 Day Week. It's a New Zealand-based organisation which is promoting the concept. Charlotte Lockhart, hello.
Hello, how are you, Neil?
Okay, well, your Prime Minister seems to be floating it up. Sell it to us. How would it work? How would it operate?
Well, it's in the post-COVID world, I think the important thing to understand for business is what is your productivity? And once you know what that is, you can actually make productivity savings. And that's what we find in the whole 4 Day Week world. That's the same before COVID as is afterwards. But post-COVID, of course, being clear about what your productivity is more important than ever. And so these are conversations that businesses need to be having for survival, let alone actually looking at whether they can reduce their worker hours. But once you know what your productivity is, it is actually okay. Quite simple to reduce hours.
Does it mean pay cut for the workers?
No. Now, I mean, obviously, in the post-COVID world, we economics are different, and there may be businesses that simply cannot afford to pay their staff full-time and will need to look at reduced hours and reduced pay. But what we're advocating for here is not to reduce pay, but if you have to, then have a clear pathway and a clear conversation with your staff as to what is the journey back to full pay and when will that look like and how will I know that I'm going to get there.
Well, the benefit is to get more people out around regional tourism, which we both know is an issue but for both countries. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit to the benefit to the employees, obvious. What's the benefit to the business?
Well, the benefit to your business, whether it be a tourism business or not, is that you're having a clear conversation around why you're in business in the first place. And so your staff, when they're there, are actually being sure that they're doing that. Now, in the tourism space, obviously freeing up some time for people to be able to A, remain in work, but B, have the money to travel, but B, having the time to travel too.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Charlotte Lockhart, Chief Executive of the 4 Day Week, a New Zealand-based organisation. She's making a good point there, quite apart from the tourism aspect. I've spoken to several friends who run businesses, reasonable-sized businesses, and they reckon there'll be a whole new approach to productivity and a leaner operation, not necessarily less staff, but a leaner, more efficient operation. Back to calls in a moment.